Summer camp often gives kids a break from reality. But in Washington, D.C., a group called Hope House is organizing a summer camp that offers kids a reality check, along with fun and games. It takes place at the local prison, where the campers' mothers are incarcerated. Reporter Sarah Hughes from member station WAMU followed one family through the experience and has this story.
An 11-year-old girl with chubby cheeks and a head full of short, twisted braids is walking up a road that leads to the D.C. jail.
This is nothing new to me. I've been doing it all my life. Seeing my mother and my father, they both been in jail a lot. But hopefully, when they both get out, they'll be straight, so they won't have to do nothing bad and go back in.
The girl, who we'll call Tanya, is used to short visits at the jail. This time, she'll get to spend 3 days in a row with her mother.
There's going to be, we're going to be doing awesome crafts, and we're going to be able to sit next to each other, we're going to be talking to each other, and I think that's going to be a good day. We're going to have a good time.
Walking just behind Tanya is her sister, a 13-year-old we'll call Denise. She's keeping her thoughts to herself. Earlier this morning, she talked about a special dream she keeps inside. Mom is out of jail and has a house big enough for Denise, Tanya, and their other siblings. But the real house Denise and Tanya live in belongs to their aunt, who they also call Mom. She's raising them. The girls are at the jail door, a door so heavy, even adults have a hard time pulling it open. Program organizers march Tanya, Denise, and 10 other kids upstairs to a big activity room. It looks like the rec room of a YMCA, except for the jail guards. Then the moms come in, singing.
Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone to fulfill my needs.
Among them is Diane, Denise and Tanya's mom, a tall, handsome woman who's been in jail for a few months now for charges related to drug use. She's been struggling with addiction for almost 20 years. The song fades into an awkward moment. The mothers don't rush to their kids. The children stay glued to their chairs. Finally, a jail official urges them to move.
I know without a doubt the first thing that each one of you want to do is to give your kids a hug.
Yes.
Look at you.
Diana's nervous. Do her kids want hugs? She wraps her arms around Tanya and tugs at her braids. She hugs Denise. Then it's time for the mothers to read poems they've written. Diane heads to a small podium.
I changed your pampers, and I warmed your bottles when you were babies. As time went on, I got caught up in my own slavery. I need my girls to forgive me with your unconditional love. And I need you to know within your hearts that Mommy loves you very much.
To help break the ice, the camp's organizers settle mothers and kids around tables covered with materials for art projects, yarn, paper mache glue, stencils, and scissors. Tanya draws Diane into her art project. They work on it together.
Okay, since you want to make it stick, let me cut the strips and you make it stick.
Yeah, it might stick. You just got to put enough on it and let it glue.
Denise works alone. When Diane reaches over and glues a frilly piece of lace onto Denise's project, Denise yanks it off.
Mom, you put in too much stuff. Why don't you take it off?
But Denise is warming up. She appraises her mother's new hairstyle, Nubian knots done by another inmate. She reminisces about when she used to do Diane's hair herself, when Diane was out of jail. And when Diane and the girls are given the assignment to write a poem together, Denise starts letting her goofy humor shine through. She moves in closer to her mom, who is trying to keep the group on task.
Come on, we're going to have to do this together. Come on. I am a tree. You're a tree? Is that what you said? She just said she's a tree.
And I love her.
But Denise also challenges some of Diane's attempts to mother her. When Diane advises Denise not to buy her school supplies on the last day of summer, Denise retorts, Who would be so stupid to wait until the last day? Diane confides that it's hard to give her girls advice. She's made a lot of mistakes. She's been in and out of jail. She's missed birthdays.
Even when I'm at home, if I'm caught up and whatever I'm doing at the particular time, I may call and that's it. Say, hey, happy birthday, you know.
Diane says she's got a lot of her own growing to do. She's in drug treatment. For now, there's only so much of herself she can give.
I'm ready to give them advice on certain things. But as far as just jumping out there and just taking on the full responsibility of God, because I'm scared of making mistakes.
W is for women trying to be better.
E is for encouraging them along the way.
L is for...
At the camp's closing ceremony, the kids do a skit for their mothers. Denise has decided to read a poem dedicated to her mom.
Mommy, this is just a little something to show how much I really love and care about you. I know you've made mistakes, but your weaknesses have helped me grow strong. Besides, you're only human.
Denise says when she has kids, she'll never leave them behind. Tanya, the 11-year-old, seems happy taking whatever her mother can give right now. As she walks to the car that will take her home to her aunt, she sums up her feelings.
No matter what your mother do, what she say, you still should love her for who she is.
Tanya and Denise will visit the jail a few more times before Diane gets out in December. The poem Denise wrote now has a special place in Diane's cell. She's used lotion bottles to prop it up on her dresser. It's the first thing she looks at when she wakes up in the morning. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hughes in Washington.